OMG. I have like four separate podcasts. I remember one time we both lost connection and we both ended up calling back in, and it actually picked up where it left off. So hopefully this one does that, but I seriously.
It's probably going to be several separate recordings. Bing, bing, bing.
And I'm not going to be able to piece it together and then upload it, because of, well, except the upload for some ungodly reason. I'll have to upload it in seven separate pieces, however many pieces we end up having. And it has to be part one, part two, part three, part four, part five, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, talking of which, when I start reading in the Free Church Report, how should I tell you the name of the file? Should I do it in the beginning of the broadcast, or should I send you a text? I just finished a recording. Please name it, blah, blah, blah.
Say it at the beginning.
Okay.
I pretty much already got it figured out, and I already got it labeled, and I already got it organized. But you can say it at the beginning so that they have it organized if they download it and they can hear it in their brain.
Okay. I'll say it at the beginning of every one of them. So, yeah, I very carefully wrote out my intro this time. I'm going to redo that. And then I'll read the title page, table of contents again, and then I'll proceed with the various sections. But, okay. Well, I'll do that, and I'll send you a text. So all you have to do is cut and paste.
Cut and paste. Cut and paste. I had this something in my head, but it went away.
So you're so sick and tired of datelines.
Cut and paste. We all love to cut and paste. Yeah, I'm so thoroughly confused, you know. Okay, for example, I suck, okay, but beyond that, I was broke down this weekend, and yeah. My dispatcher, you know, he or I said something about picking up chicks or something. I don't know. I think I said I was going to go to a bar or something this weekend. And he said something, and I said something. And then he's like, I said, I'm not really good at picking up women. He goes, what? You own a Dateline and you don't know how to pick up women? I'm like, oh, suck at it, you know. And he said... I said, I'm a hopeless romantic. Apparently, that's not what women are into these days. And even though they say they are, they're not. And he goes, you have to be mean to them. Treat them like shit. Grab them by the pussy and drag them back to your room. I'm like,
yeah, I don't want that kind of girl.
Right? Well, anyway, I was like, yeah, I'm not very good at that. My brother is, but I never have been. Well,
yeah, but you don't like the results of what your brother's actions. You see what he gets. You don't want that.
Well, I don't know. My brother's gotten some decent women, but he treated them like shit. You know? And I got to admit, you know, I've had some decent women too, but it just never worked out. Either they treated me like shit or it just didn't work out.
But see, that's just it. To do what your brother does, after you've gotten him, decent or not, you have to treat him like shit still, because that's ingrained in your core at that point. So you don't want what he's getting.
Well, it's ingrained in their core, apparently.
Yeah, well.
You got to treat him like crap in order to keep him around, but not too bad. You know, my brother was abusive, you know. So you got to treat him like crap, but not treat him like too much crap. But not treat him like, you know, royalty either. You treat them like royalty, they walk all over you and treat you like crap. You treat them like crap, they treat you like royalty, as long as you don't abuse them.
Well,
that seems to be the philosophy that works. But nonetheless, I had a weird awakening this weekend.
Okay.
I went to the bar, didn't pick up no chicks, but, you know, I'm studying to be a bartender, so I mostly went to hang out at the bar and kind of study bartending. And I got some good advice, some good wisdom from the bartenders and whatnot. But anyhow, over the weekend, actually not really over the weekend, Friday, I ended up signing up for adultfriendfinder.com, something I swore I would never do. You know?
Okay.
Two reasons why I swore I would never do it. One, it's one of the sites my ex used to cheat on me, and it's basically just a sex site, you know? Or in my mind, it was a sex site, or, you know, a place that hoes and whores go. It's not really the kind of woman that I want. But, in a matter of speaking, I'm not really the sort of kind of getting desperate. Not really desperate, but at the point of, fuck it, you know, I don't care anymore. And so I'm just like, whatever comes my way, I'm just like, fuck it, you know, whatever. It's just like, who cares? I'm putting too much stress and emphasis on too many rules, regulations, standards, and guidelines, and what do I got? Nothing to show for it, right? So I'm loosening the reins a bit. So I was like, all right, I'm going to sign up for this site, see what happens, whatever, you know. You know how many women contacted me looking for love? The majority of the women that contacted me and their profiles were reflecting that they are looking for love.
Okay.
It's like, wait a minute. This is a sex site.
And they're looking for love.
And they're looking for love. I have more activity, more attention, more hits from women looking for love than I did on a real dateline where you're supposed to be looking for love.
So basically, these are women who are so desperate they're willing to give out sex in order to get love.
I have no idea. I'm still trying to wrap my mind around the whole thing. It's like everything's backwards. The guys that I know that only are interested in sex actually have better luck on date lines that are not sex sites.
Okay.
I said something about Adult Friend Finder to two of them, and they said, oh, they never had any luck. Now I understand why. You know? It's weird. It's like women got it backwards. They're
all
on
right,
a
so
site looking for love, but they're on love sites looking for sex. It's no wonder I haven't had very good success on a dateline.
Okay, I just searched it up. It comes up adultfriendfinder.com/adultdating. Is that
adult
it?
Dating, yes.
Okay. And the blurb on it, before I click on it, is adult sex dating for horny adults into hooking up and casual sex.
Exactly.
Free membership.
It's not free. But
it's not free?
Nah, it's free to sign up, but you can't communicate unless you're a paid member. I take that back. I think you can communicate for free for so many days or so many credits. You get, like, so many credits for uploading photos, just like my website. Activity points, verification points, you know, you upload your photo ID. Only administrators can see it in order to validate that you're a real live person.
All right. Apparently, it thinks I'm in Washington, D.C.
Well, probably because you got your GPS hacker program on.
I do. I have it. I've set it permanently for our farm, actually. So whenever I travel someplace and I want to know how far I am from, you know, how far I need to travel from the farm, I get that information instead of where I'm at.
Oh, okay.
It just, you know, I only change it when I need to know what's closest to me when I'm in Bolivar. Then I change it to Bolivar. But I tell it where I am. I don't let it figure it out.
Right. Okay. Well, anyway. Yeah, it's just odd. I mean, okay, I had 3 women contact me because they were advertising their orgy group. And I'm really not interested in going to an orgy group. Like, oh, we have an orgy group in your area, blah, 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 blah. And they invited me to come to that. And I don't know. Even if I decide to go that route, I'm not ready for it yet.
Well, what you do is you show up. You just wait outside.
I show up and what?
You show up and you just wait outside, and the girls, you can't take it anymore. It's like, I'm tired of this. I can't find love anyplace, blah, 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 blah.
That's because you're looking in the wrong place.
Yeah, because you're looking in the wrong place, bitch. Treat them badly, because, you know, that's what they need.
Right.
Okay, this thing wants to know my zip code. It's like, I don't have a zip code.
Right.
And also, it wants my country to be the United States. I'm, honestly, folks, I am not in the United States. I am in North America. I'm in the region of North America known as Missouri. More specifically, I'm in the region known as Cedar County. I'm just north of a town named Stockton. But I am not in the United States. I am not a member of that socialist club.
Which, the true name of the socialist club is United Soviet States of America.
Well, that's what you named it.
That's the new name.
They use a deceptive name for the name of their club. But they try to tell you that you're automatically in it just because you're born in North America.
Right.
You cannot be automatically a member of any society just because you're born. You have to choose to be part of that society. And some people try to tell me, you can't just quit. It's like, well...
Well, I was born into the Catholic Church and I decided to quit it, so why can't I quit this one?
Well, yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, well, you're within the borders of it. If you don't like it, get out of the borders. Well, okay. Are you Catholic? No. It's like, oh, well, you're within a Catholic diocese. If you don't like it, why don't you get the hell out?
Yeah.
Get out of the diocese.
Yeah, get the hell out of here.
Yeah. You're inside their territory. Get out of it. Well, I'm out of the U.S. territory. Now, the United States may not recognize that I'm out of their territory. They may chase me all over the place and treat me like a criminal, but I'm not the criminal. They are.
Right, and as the Catholic Church becomes the government, they would do the same thing.
Yeah, they would. Yep.
And the Protestant Church would do the same thing. And the Muslim Church would do the same thing. And the Hindu Church would probably do the same thing.
The Muslim Church very actively does the same thing. And the Catholic Church has very actively in the past done the same thing.
And so has the Christian Church.
Yep. Well, oh, you mean there's a difference?
Well, not really.
Yeah, not much.
Not much.
All right. What's the zip code they want me to enter since they're asking for the zip code? I assume Stockton would be the closest city.
5785.
785.
65785.
Okay, I see it. Okay.
Yeah, so oddly enough, the women on there, at least the women that contacted me, most of them, looking for love in all the right, wrong places. I'm like, I asked one of them, I says, where were all you women when I was on the regular D-line looking for love? Now that I give up on looking for love and I come here, boom, here you are. I think something's wrong with this picture.
Well, I'm being stupid. I'm using my real name.
Ah, who cares? Oh, I didn't use my real name.
Patty doesn't like it. Says no. That's, you know, special characters and spaces are not allowed.
I use my real name in Japanese.
Okay. Okay, that username's already taken, so I'm going to go with my first default, which is currently Doofus.
Doofus. So, I don't know. This is going to be a new awakening, a new understanding. I don't know. I'm just going to explore it and kind of try to wrap my head around the whole concept of this weird universe that I just tapped into that I don't understand.
Hey, Doofus is available.
There you go.
Okay, and my password's going to be password. P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D.
That's a new
guy. Everybody
will
be signing into my profile.
There you go.
Because I just gave the password on air.
Yeah, you know how to spell Doofus.
D-U-E-F-U-S-S. Capital D, capital F.
There you go.
That's all right. They won't get past my password. Race. Human. They don't have human in here. Closest they have is other. Anyway.
Other.
Knowing what they're really asking for.
Yeah, I just put
some
bitch.
Of them are going to prefer, you know, certain colors and such like that. I would qualify as Caucasian.
Cock.
You call me a dick?
Yeah.
Body type. Okay, I hate this. Any site that allows you to say your body type without giving your weight. Sucks.
I don't know that they do weight or not, but yeah.
Well, no, I mean they body type. You can prefer not to say. But I wouldn't call myself BBW or BBM.
Oh, they got one for you. It's called. Damn it! Now I forgot the name of it.
Well, here's the choices: average, slim to petite, which I'm definitely not. Athletic. No. I mean, I'm strong, you know, but I'm not athletic. You know, I can... Yes, I shocked an Amazon woman telling her that I could pick up 400 pounds of water in a barrel. She didn't believe me. Took her a while to wrap her mind around it. Oh, okay, you're leaning against things and, yeah, you know, it's like... But even that, that's a lot, okay? So, yes, I can get a 440-pound barrel of water up into the pickup, and I can get it up onto a stand. It requires effort, but I can do it. Okay, so, but I'm not athletic. Okay, ample, that's a maybe. A
right.
Little extra padding, that's probably a better description.
Yeah.
Okay? All right, but I could honestly say, no, I can't. I can't say average, because average in this area is about 2 to 3 times my weight.
So you're below average.
I'm below average. I do not weigh anywhere near as much as, yeah.
Actually, no. Okay. compared to the local women, you're below average. But compared to local men, you're above average.
Well, actually, average men my age probably am average.
Okay. Well, there you go. You're average.
All right. So, if everything's backwards, should I say single or divorced?
I don't know. I just put the truth.
Well, both are true.
True.
They only let you check one or the other.
I put divorce. They say not to, but I do it anyway.
Yeah, well, they'll find out quickly enough if they talk to me.
Single sounds more appealing. According to the professionals.
Okay. All right, I got to go back to the other site to steal my date profile information. Oh, yeah, this is Michelle. She's on her way to Kansas now. So my response to her is, well, too bad for me then. Hope you have friends and family down there. And I winked at her. I'll talk to her. She might decide she wants to stop and see me on her way down. I don't know, but, you know, she's already made decisions to move to Florida. It'd be a bit much for some stranger to convince her to stick around for the chance they might get along.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, say hey on your way to Florida, stop by Missouri and say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah, the funny thing is after I signed up for Adult Friend Finder, I went to Plenty of Fish to update my profile because it's notoriously known as a hookup site, too. And a real woman actually contacted me there for, you know, legitimate interest.
Plenty of Fish is known as a hookup site?
It's known as basically, yeah, just a hookup site. It's also known to be flooded with prostitutes. So I don't ever go there because I don't have any luck there.
Now, see,
dates for a real...
I was referred to that site because it's supposed to be a good site to meet Christian women, which is the opposite of what you've been told.
It's not what I've been told. It's what I've experienced and have been told.
Now, okay.
Now, I haven't experienced the prostitute part yet. That part is hearsay evidence. But, well, a lot of it's hearsay evidence because I hear it from friends who are members of the site. And basically, most of the activity on there is purely sex, purely hookups, non-relationship oriented. And
okay.
I have had zero luck on that site looking for a relationship. However, I did make one friend off of that site. Not a very good friend, but she's a friend.
I thought you dumped her as a friend.
Oh, not her. I met her on PrepperDating.com, which is no longer around. Their website crashed. Actually, their website got infected by a virus, and they weren't monitoring it, and it basically got taken down, and now it's gone.
Oh, wow.
So I put the domain name on back order. I own their miscellaneous domain name, and then there was also Survivalist Singles. And that one was going good for a little while. Now it's gone, too. So now our off-grid dating is the only one left.
Wow. And I haven't been paying any attention to it.
We get members signing up every week.
Wow.
Not a lot, but we get members signing up every week. Every week I go there, we got a new member or two.
Okay, this sucks. I'm trying to enter in what the captcha says, but my spell check keeps changing my words.
Oh, yeah. And the nice thing about off-grid dating, I don't even advertise it. I have a Facebook group or a Facebook like page, and that's it. I don't even advertise it. It gets people signing up every week.
All right, so now I just signed up for free. I can't talk to anybody is what you're telling me.
I don't know. I went ahead and upgraded right away. So, because I already assumed that I wouldn't be able to talk to anybody because it automatically prompted me to pay. So
12-month gold for $15? $15 per month. 180 beer billed yearly.
Not 180. It's like 100.
$30 1 month gold is $30 per month. 3 months is $20 per month. 6 months billed quarterly. Yeah, there's a lot of really rude advertising pictures at the top. I'm not sure I'm going to enjoy being on this particular site.
Right? Yeah, some of those pictures are disturbing. I will warn you now. If they disturbed me, they will definitely disturb you.
Yeah. Mainly because it's not really what I'm looking for.
Well, it's not really what I'm looking for either. But I don't know. For shits and giggles, I signed up just to see what happens. You know? Because I'm just tired of chasing my tail.
Looks like there's some discount right here for, I don't know. Looks like I can get 12 months for 108, one month for 20, which is cheaper than what they say in the big boxes.
Yeah, I just did gold. I didn't go all out. I just did the basic pay package.
Actually, I think gold is the maximum.
Huh? Oh.
Gold plan gets you unlimited access to all members, but free members can't contact you. Selecting this will allow free members to see your full profile message and chat with you anytime. Okay, so free members can contact with members who pay the extra.
Right, it's an extra so much dollars per month.
So basically, I can't contact anybody who didn't pay. So somebody has to pay.
Somebody has to pay. So basically, you can pay for membership. But if you want free members to be able to contact you, you're basically paying for their membership. So you pay for two memberships, and then free people can contact you.
Right.
But as an experienced admin of Datelines and a catfish hunter, I don't want free members to contact me because it's mostly going to be junk.
Right.
And
I don't know. I want somebody like me to contact me.
You, though, see, I don't know. That's why I'm trying to make my site to where people like you who refuse to pay.
Well, I refuse to pay for crap. You know, if it proved to be worthwhile, then great. But I think the best way for me to pay is to see your ads and have ad links in there. But how do you get ads without going through Google Analytics?
Right. So when was the last time you actually paid for a Dateline?
Never.
Exactly. My point proven. So, I'm trying to set my site up for people like you who won't pay or who are super, 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 duper, duper, duper particular about paying. You can still use the site, but you got to jump through certain hoops in order to use it. Well, catfish won't jump through those hoops. They also won't pay.
Right.
So I'm trying to set it up, my sites, up in a way that will weed out the catfish and still be free for the people who are willing to jump through the hoops. And you're not going to, you know, you still got to work for it, whether you're using fiat money or your time and labor to jump through the hoops. You're still working for it, one half dozen another. So, personally, I'll pay, but I have a rule that I won't pay for more than one site at a time. Although I just broke that rule because I'm also paying for spiritualsingles.com, which I had really good luck with it the first couple weeks, and now nothing. It's dead. I've pretty much contacted or have been contacted by all the compatible or incompatible appropriate women in my area. Okay, I've all done saturated that site. Time to move on.
Okay, hold on. I got to do some calculation. How far can I travel in 6 hours? That'd be 360 miles? 360 maximum.
6 hours? Yeah, about that.
All right, so I'll leave the distance at 500 because the next choice is 300. All right,
okay.
So it'll be just outside my search range.
But, I mean, yeah, that other website, it doesn't have a lot of members. I mean, I'm sure it has a lot of members worldwide, but it doesn't have a lot of members in our area. So it kind of was a waste of money. Although I met Danielle on there. But her and I have no communication. I met another girl on there, too, but I'm not really attracted to her. She's like...
Woohoo, I got two contacts already.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I haven't even put a picture up yet.
Yeah, I had a couple of the women that contacted me on that site, Adult Friend Finder, turned out to be catfish. Their sites got deactivated within 24 to 48 hours. I mean, their profiles. So that's a good way to find out whether or not they're a catfish. Apparently, Adult Friend Finder is active and staying on top of them. They're gone in 48 hours. But, you know, I don't know. They don't really know you're a catfish until, you know, other people have, somebody has screened them. And I didn't report them because I didn't know they were catfish. I assumed they were catfish, but I didn't know. So I didn't report them.
Okay, this website is not very well organized for my phone. I can't stretch the screen in order to read it.
Oh, yeah.
And the print is microscopic.
Microscopic.
Let's see, and now...
I've never been on a sex site that I can recall. So I really don't know the ropes, you know? I don't know what the protocol is. I don't know what the average content is, except for pornography, or whatever you want to call it.